Somebody who plows over a grave, he makes the area around the grave in the direction that he plowed into a beis hapras. A beis hapras is an area which is metame b'maga u'b'masa, but not b'ayal. Somebody who comes into contact with the soil or carries or moves the soil would become tame as if he touched the mace. But it would not be metame b'ayal. Somebody who's under the same roof as soil from a beis hapras would not become tame. And the Chacham were afraid that when he plowed over the grave, maybe he broke up the bones from the mace. And that is the meaning of beis hapras. Pras means to break. And maybe the plow broke up the bones, and maybe a piece of bone that's at least the size of a silver, the size of a kernel of barley, would be dragged along with the plow and deposited elsewhere in this field. And somebody would inadvertently come into contact with that bone, and a bone the size of a silver is metame b'maga u'b'masa by touching and by carrying. And that person will not realize that he became tummy. So therefore the Chachamim said that if you have a grave in your field, and when you're plowing your field, you plow over that grave, the direction in which you plow would become tummy. It would become a beis hapras, which is metame b'maga u'b'masa. Ad kama hu oisa melo maneh mea amas. Up to how many amas would the area around the grave in the direction that you plow become a beis hapras? The Mishnah answers, melo maneh, the amount that somebody plows in one shot, which is 100 amos, up to 100 amos, would become a beis hapras. So if he plowed 100 amos after he plowed the kever, that amount would become tame. 100 amos by 100 amos would be considered a beis hapras. But if he plowed more than 100 amos, only up to 100 amos, would be considered a beis hapras. Beis arbason, 100 amos by 100 amos is a beis arbason. That's an area in which you can plan four saw of tavua. Rabbi Yossi Omer, beis chamesh. Rabbi Yossi argues, he holds that a larger area than four saw would become a beis hapras. An area in which you can plan five saw of tavua would be a beis hapras, which is more than 111 amos away from the kev. In Moirat, that which we said, that an area up to 100 amos would become a beis hapras. That's only if after you plow the grave, you are plowing downhill, that direction goes downhill, or you are plowing on flat land. In such a case, the Chacham were afraid that maybe the bone got dragged up to 100 amos. Uvamala, but if you're plowing uphill, after you plow the grave in that direction, the field goes uphill, then we would not say that up to 100 amos would become a beis hapras. The Chacham give a different shear if you're plowing uphill. The Chacham gave a shear as follows. Noisein roibe karshine abarech hamacharesha. The way you would test to see how far the bone would be dragged if you're plowing uphill is you would take a quarter kav of karshinim, a type of beam, and you would put it into the berech of the plow. A berech is a wooden hollow pipe which holds a plow shear, and it's bent like a knee. That's why it's called a berech, as berech means knee. And there's a small hole underneath the part of the pipe where it is bent. And you would put the rubber kav karshinim where it's bent, and it would fall out of the small hole as you're plowing. Ad makom sheyitmachu shloisha karshinim zu b'tzad zu ad sham hu oisa beis hapras. As you're plowing and the karshinim are falling out consecutively one after the other from the small hole on the bottom of the berach, and as the karshinim dwindle, they fall out more slowly, and up to the point in which the karshinim are falling out in such a way that after they fall out there are three karshinim one next to the other, up to that point would be a beis hapras. Up to that point, the machresha, the plow, we drag a bone the size of a serf. But once you reach the point where the karshinim are falling out slowly, where after they fall out, you wouldn't have three karshinim one next to the other, it would no longer be a beis hapras, as a bone would not be dragged that far. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'mayrad below b'mala. Rabbi Yossi says, there is no din of beis hapras at all when you are plowing uphill after you plow the grave. That which a chacham gave the field a din of a beis hapras, that's only when after you plow the grave, you are plowing downhill or you are plowing on flat land. In such a case, the Chacham were afraid that a bone the side of the sower would be dragged toward the other side of the field. But in the case where after you plow the field, you are plowing uphill. In such a case, the Chacham were not afraid at all that a bone got dragged, even a small amount. And since after you plow the grave, you plowed uphill, if there was a bone stuck to the Macharisha, it would immediately fall off. It would not be dragged. So therefore, there is no din of beis hapras at all when you're plowing uphill, according to Rabbi Yossi. This Mishnah is discussing what we discussed in the previous Mishnah, that somebody plowed over a grape. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Chachamim were afraid that after you plowed over the grape, maybe you dragged the bone from the maize up to 100 amos. So therefore, up to 100 amos away from the kever would have a din of a base of prat and would be metamic. But the Mishnah said that before you plowed 100 amos, you knocked the plow into a rock, or you knocked the plow into a fence, or you shook off the plow for anything that was attached to it. Only up to there would the field be a base of prat. Only up to that point would the field be metamic. Even if you continue plowing after that point up to 100 amos, that part of the field would not be a base of prat. And since you knocked the plow into a rock or a fence, or you shook off the plow, so a bone would no longer be attached to the plow, would have been shaken off when you hit the rock or the fence. Or when you shook off the plow, you probably shook off the etzem with any other soil that was attached to the plow. So therefore, only up to that point would be metame as a base of prat. Rabbi Lezer, base prat, oisa base prat. Rabbi Lezer says one base prat can make another base prat. For example, you plowed a grape, and you plowed up to 100 amos. Those 100 amos would become a base of prat and would be metame. Now, if you started plowing again, and you started not from the very end of those 100 amos, but you started from somewhere inside those 100 amos, when you plow another 100 amos, the second 100 amos would also be metamic, like a base of prat. And according to Rabbi Lezer, since the Chacham were afraid that you dragged the bone up to 100 amos, maybe when you started plowing again, and you started plowing from within the first 100 amos, maybe the plow picked up the bone and dragged it another 100 amos, so the second 100 amos would also be a base of prat. Even though if you plowed in one shot, we would only make into a base of prat the first 100 amos, but the second 100 amos would not be a base of prat. That's because when you plow in one shot, the Chachamim were not afraid that the bone got dragged more than 100 amos. But when you plow at two different times, and we're afraid that the bone got dragged the first time up to 100 amos, when you started plowing the second time, maybe the Machresha picked up the bone and dragged another 100 amos. In this case, where you plow at two different times, up to 200 amos could become a base of prat, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua Omer, Pamim Isa, Pamim Eino Isa. Rabbi Shua says sometimes a base of prat can make another base of prat, but sometimes it does not. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, a base prat can only be in total 100 amos. He disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, who says that a base of prat could be up to 200 amos when you plat at two different times. Kesa, what would be a case where a base prat would make another base prat, according to Rabbi Yeshua? Charash Chatimana, V'chazah V'charish Chetzia, V'chen Atzadah. Hareza Osa base prat. If the first time he plat over the grave, he only plat half a mana, he only plat 50 amos. So only those 50 amos would become a base of prat. And then he decided to plow again. And he started plowing within those 50 amos. And he plowed another half a mana, another 50 amos. Or even if the second time that he plowed, he did not plow in the same direction as the first 50 amos. Instead, he started plowing within those 50 amos, but he plowed in a different direction towards the side. The second 50 amos would also be a base prat, according to Rabbi Yeshua. As even though the first time he plowed, he only plowed 50 amos, so only those 50 amos became a base of prat, when he went ahead and plowed another 50 amos, even if he plowed in a different direction, the second 50 amos would also become a base prat, according to Rabbi Shua, since up to a total of 100 amos could become a base of prat. Charash malo mana, v'chaza v'charash mimenu v'lechot, ena osa a base prat. But according to Rabbi Shua, if the first time he plowed over the grave, he plowed in mali mana, he plowed a total of 100 amos, and those 100 amos became a base of prat. And then he plowed a second time and started within those 100 amos, and plowed another 100 amos, the second 100 amos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, would not become a base prat, as according to Rabbi Yeshua, only up to 100 amos away from the grave could become a base prat, no more than that.